What's up, everybody? Welcome to Thunderstruck. My name is Jay Norlander.
And I'm Alex Garner.
And thank you for listening. So, we are, first of all, before we start the actual podcast, we have a lot of news, and sorry for the noise in the back. My siblings have some friends over, and so... it's gonna be, it might be a bit noisy. So, yeah, we have some news. So, for the recording for our latest video, Spider-Man Rebirth, we have actually begun the filming for that. We filmed, what, 2 scenes now? And so, we had to delete 1, so yeah, we have 2 scenes filmed, and so far, I can already tell that it's probably gonna be our best video. What do you think, Alex?
I definitely agree with that. I think it's just gonna be very good, and we're writing the script for it this time. We don't do that with most of our videos.
We've only started doing that for like past like year, and then even again, like not all of those have been.
I would say most of them haven't. But
most of them haven't. Some of them we've had like a full idea, but we didn't know all the dialogue. And so. Yeah, so we have that, and also we have some new content coming for you guys on TJN. So, Alex, do you want to, since you're kind of the host of that whole thing, do you want to?
Sure. Yeah, so we have a new kind of series, I'd say, coming out, and we haven't really thought of a title for it yet. But we're just going to be having a new series. It's just going to kind of be me doing commentary on videos that we've made on our channel. So I'm going to kind of be going over them, saying
like
mostly
a lot of the old videos.
Yeah,
too.
Mostly saying what was wrong about them. I might do some ones saying how good certain videos are, but I doubt I'd do that because most of them are...
What's the comedy in that?
Yeah, so...
No one cares about what's done. People focus more on about something that's done bad than what's done good.
I agree. So, yeah, and so we have 2 episodes so far. The first one is going to be coming out within the next week, and then the second one is going to be coming out in, like, July or August. And that's because it's talking about Spider-Man Rebirth, and we're not saying that the movie's bad. We have an unused scene that was just horrible that we're gonna refilm soon.
Yeah, it was.
So it's us talking about that. But you should get the first episode within the next week, and we're also gonna be having some episodes in between when the first one comes out when. August when the other one comes out, so we'll have stuff maybe like twice a month maybe.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the funny thing is we've said like we're not gonna be uploading as much, and then we've had a video like every week. But so yeah, anyways, we have this podcast is gonna be changing up a little bit.
Yeah, so we got a 5-star review, right? And not to brag, but we got 5 stars. it was someone saying that, I'm not going to say who it was, but it was someone saying that they wanted to see us do fandoms, like he said specifically like Star Wars and Marvel, right? And like Harry Potter. So we are fulfilling his wishes. Fulfilling his wishes.
Fulfilling the wishes.
We are fulfilling the wishes of him, and we are going to be talking about Star Wars today. We're going to be talking about The Mandalorian this episode, the sequel trilogy, our opinions on both of those things. And then at the very end, this is going to be like a 3-episode thing. We're going to be talking about Star Wars for 3 episodes. Then at the end of that, we're going to talk about our favorite Star Wars movie. And then after that, we're going to be talking about Marvel, Harry Potter, all that stuff.
Yeah, so for the next couple, the next couple weeks, maybe even like the next... Yeah, probably the next couple weeks, probably about a month, we will be diving into the Star Wars fandom and just kind of discussing our thoughts on this. And so,
because me and Jay have very differing opinions on the sequel trilogy, so that's what we're talking about today.
Like I shouldn't say on the whole trilogy, just on a certain...
Well, I'd say on most of them, except... I feel like if we had to rank them, our rankings would be different. No, we'll rank them at the end.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, we'll rank all of the Star Wars movies, have a list and stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go over this three-episode Star Wars stretch. We're going to have sequel trilogy, original trilogy, and prequel trilogy. We're going backwards in this.
And then we'll talk about, like, the spin-off movies, like Solo.
Yeah, Rogue One.
Maybe,
like, some Clone Wars, too, if you can watch that, maybe.
Yeah, I almost watched, like, 10 minutes of the first episode, but then I had to peel potatoes.
The new season is very good so far. So, season 7, best season in the whole thing. It just finished. I haven't seen all the episodes yet because I've been a little busy and busy during quarantine, but
same. I haven't, like,
so I'm gonna be watching those soon, but I've seen the first 8, so yeah, so again, that's what we're gonna be talking about.
We again apologize for the noise. This is probably gonna be like the most unprofessional podcast we've done, and just to warn you guys, there will be spoilers on everything. Will be, obviously on episodes 7, 8, and 9, and The Mandalorian, so let us get into it. So, let's talk about The Mandalorian.
Alright, so it has been, so The Mandalorian came out, what, like, November?
Yeah, wasn't it, like, November 11th, I want to say?
Like, November 11th or 12th, I think.
Something like that. Someone will correct us, but
yeah, so, I'm gonna say this straight up. I think this is, like, my favorite show ever. I don't know,
Clone Wars
might kind of be right next to it, but I think that and Clone Wars are just the best shows ever made.
Yeah, this is my second favorite show, following, like, extremely closely behind my first favorite show. And so,
wait, what is your first favorite show?
Psych.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
dude, I'm kind of like obsessed with Psych, but I'm also obsessed with The Mandalorian. Baby Yoda is probably one of the best things that's happened to this planet.
You can tell by Jay's shirts of him.
Oh yeah,
so
my parents got. Well, I only have two, but they're
beautiful. Seems like a lot. You wear them like every day.
Yeah, pretty much. They're the best. And this Christmas, I don't know if you've seen the videos of the animatronic Baby Yoda coming out.
Yep.
I'm obviously going to be getting that, and so pretty much, yeah, you can kind of see our feelings on that, so.
Your feelings.
My feelings on that.
I haven't expressed mine for Baby Yoda. So, Jay, I can tell Jay likes the Baby Yoda memes a lot, and, like, to me, I think they're funny. Jay sends me a lot. Like, you've sent me some.
Baby Yoda memes?
Yes, you have.
When? I've probably sent you, like, 3.
You've sent me, like, a whole thing of them, but
those were cat memes.
No, it was before that, but Jay, you've showed me some. I know that.
Well, yeah, because there's, I mean, there's a lot of them that have to, anyways.
So, okay, to be honest with you, I like Baby Yoda, but, I mean, like, the well's kind of running dry with him.
It is, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, I don't think I'm ever going to get a Baby Yoda shirt. Jay.
I'm not going to lie, the memes are dead. Like,
and just ever, I think Baby Yoda's kind of dead right now, but just in general. But he won't be when season 2 comes
he'll
out.
He'll always be alive in our hearts.
I think if, to those Baby Yoda obsessed people.
Baby Yoda will never truly be gone, as long as he remains with us in our hearts.
Yeah, that's Jay's opinion. I like Baby Yoda. He's cute, but, like, it's kind of, the well's kind of running dry.
It's kind of dead right now, which is sad.
I feel like, to me, it's just, they've never.
Alex has never been a huge Baby Yoda guy.
Well, I mean, like, I like him, but it's like, I don't like him enough to buy a shirt. Like, Jay, I don't like him enough to buy that animatronic. Like, that's cool, but it's like, I wouldn't buy it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can see why you'd get it.
That's okay. Why do I feel like you're, like, prosecuting me?
No, it's cool. Like, I might pick it up one day, but
once season 2 comes out,
yeah,
then
but
we'll all want it.
But I feel like once season 2 comes out, which I think is going to be this fall,
yeah, they've confirmed that it's coming out this October. They finished filming, what, like, a month or two ago? and
right before the pandemic.
Yeah. No, it was during it, but it was.
They filmed during. I think they would have ended like just before. I think. Yeah,
but okay. There's enough Baby Yoda. Why did Quill have to die?
Oh, Quill.
Quill was cool, and yeah. I was so sad.
To be honest with you, Quill is my favorite character in the show. I really like his lines.
Quill was.
I love the lines that he has.
Quill is by far like one of the best characters in the whole thing, and I'm just so sad that they had to kill him off because he was just amazing and. Like, by far, he has the most, like, memorable meme things in the whole, whole show. And, yeah.
I'm just gonna say this. Mandalorian has produced a lot of memes.
Oh my gosh, probably,
Quill memes, just Baby Yoda memes.
It's like the next Avengers Endgame. Like, there are probably even more memes than that. Well, or, yeah. Infinity War, not Endgame. Yeah.
Most of the Endgame memes were just... you saw Endgame, right? Have you seen Endgame?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure, but most of the...
Why do you think I haven't seen, any Marvel movies? Because
I just forgot, but spoiler warning for Endgame, 3, 2, 1, okay, most of you have probably seen Endgame, it's been, a year, but spoiler warnings, and,
Buzz Lightyear gets shot in the head by Captain America.
Most of the memes for it was just when Iron Man would snap. That was, 90% of them. And then there are also a lot of Hulk memes.
Yeah, but we'll... Okay, so I have a lot of Marvel facts, but, I mean, we'll get into that in a couple weeks, because I have a lot, so...
Yeah. So The Mandalorian, I like Quill as my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked, Greef Karga. That was his name, right? The guy that... What was his name? The guy that, Carl Weathers played.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was another one of my favorite characters.
She's pretty cool.
He was kind of annoying at first to me, but then I kind of liked him towards the end because he kind of started to help them, but...
Come on, baby. Do the magic hand thing.
Yeah.
That part was great. But, and IG-11, he's, interesting.
Did you not like him?
Huh? I liked him.
Oh, okay.
at the beginning, I did not, but then... Okay, can we just talk about that scene where the stormtroopers have kidnapped Baby Yoda?
We need to talk about IG-11. I loved IG-11 the whole time. I was sad when I was kind of sad when the Mandalorian blasted him, but I'm glad that he was able to come back.
Yeah, same.
But, I thought he was really funny. I thought he was a good comic relief.
Yeah, he was. I didn't know how I felt with him at, the first episode, but then I'm like, okay, I like him. And then,
I think I liked him the most in the first episode.
I can't really remember the first episode that well, because, I mean, obviously I haven't seen it since it came out. But, yeah, this is just such a well-written show, so, the way that they did it, too, Alex, did you ever see the...
Yeah.
...thing? Yeah, it's just so cool to see how they,
I think maybe they haven't, so you can tell them.
So, if you guys didn't know, instead of using a green screen, they use a green screen on bits of it, but most of the time, so it's pretty much, so they have the normal set and everything like that, right? And then behind it, it's a big screen, and it's curved. And they just displayed the background on the back of that. And then I'm losing my train of thought. And then they edit it.
Yeah, so
and just, they make it.
So, I don't know.
I'm just losing it. I'm kind of spiraling.
Yes, so, okay. On Disney Plus, they just released, on the day of recording this is... A couple days after Star Wars Day, it's May 6th, right? Today's May 6th. So we also decided to talk about Star Wars because it was closest to May the 4th. We're kind of late.
Yeah. That's okay, but, though.
Yeah, it's fine. This is going to come out May 7th, right?
Yep.
So tomorrow. So we're kind of late, but that's why we want to talk about it. And I haven't seen the documentary yet. Have you, Jay?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be watching it soon.
Mm.
Just with Clone Wars, just like the Clone Wars. But, Yeah, so it looks very interesting to me. I saw Jon Favreau's on there. What's that girl's name?
Bryce
Dallas Howard. Yeah. And some other people, too.
I didn't know that she directed it.
Yeah, she directed a couple episodes. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but a few.
And yeah, John Favreau was, like, the main guy.
And we're also probably going to talk about him when we do Marvel, because he directed Iron Man. He's in both Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Which I have not yet seen.
You need to watch those.
Dude, we don't have any access to it. I've been trying to find it. It's not on Disney Plus. Yeah. It's not.
But, So we'll talk about this. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to, that's kind of, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about on the other episodes, but The Mandalorian, I think we can both agree that it's a very good show.
Very, yeah.
I think it's just awesome. I really like the effects. The effects were top notch.
Oh, for sure.
Those, like, movie effects. I like I don't remember what episode it was, but.
You're like, these were movie effects. Effects, you're like,
they were that quality, but
not book effects, movie effects.
But I really liked the episode. I don't remember which one, where all the Mandalorian came and helped the main Mandalorian. And it was just, I really liked that because I think the effects when you saw the Mandalorian, the CGI was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'd never seen the Mandalorian and I'd never seen any Star Wars movies ever, and I saw that, I'd be like, oh, that's from a Star Wars movie, not a Star Wars show.
Well, the thing is, too, like, okay, the cool thing about this show is it's not super Star Wars-y, if you know what I mean. Like, there's a lot of people.
I'd say it's a different tone, yeah,
I see. Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't like Star Wars, and they're like, this is just kind of like a nerdy thing, like, there's just a lot of people who, like, don't like it, but the thing about The Mandalorian is it feels more like a Marvel, like, it feels more
It doesn't, I was gonna say.
Not Marvel, sorry. It just feels, it's a lot more action-packed, it's a lot more,
I feel like, I kind of disagree with you, Jay, of what you're saying. I think it feels like a Star Wars movie.
Well, yeah, it feels like a Star Wars movie.
It feels like it's... Even though you just said it doesn't feel like that.
I'm spiraling. What I'm trying to say is there's a lot of people who don't like Star Wars who I feel like would highly enjoy the show. Like, just because, yeah, like Alex said, it has a different tone to it. But yeah, it's kind of the thing that, like, we all, like, needed. Like, okay, Alex.
Yeah,
just,
I agree. But I feel like it's toned. It's not toned like the original trilogy. It's more toned like Rogue One, or I don't know. I don't know if there's any similarity between those movies with, like, I don't know, like, I don't know who wrote it or something like that. Just someone who helped make it, if it's, like, related to Rogue One, because it feels like Rogue One to me.
Really?
Yes.
Because I wasn't a huge fan of Rogue One when I saw it. It just, I didn't, I mean, we'll go into more about this when we get to it, but I didn't feel like it had enough, like, action in it. Like, I was expecting, like, action-packed movie, and I thought it was just
kind of boring. Star Wars movies,
boring.
I don't really care about action that much in Star Wars movies. I care has, like, more about just plot. Having characters that I like in the movies.
Yeah, I just, like, thought it was kind of, like, boring, though.
Slow-paced. Yeah. I admit, it was kind of slow-paced, I guess, but I loved Darth Vader in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But
I love, what's that guy?
Director Krennic?
The blind guy.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Can't remember his name.
I'm one with the Force, and the Force is with me. Did he say something like that?
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's just... Okay, so I feel like that's kind of enough with the...
Mandalorian.
We've just kind of gone over the characters who we like and everything, but... Okay, there's one more thing I want to say.
Yeah.
The fifth episode... It's trash.
Oh, I agree. The fifth and sixth episode... were just complete garbage.
I like the sixth one.
Okay, you won't agree with me when I say this. I think the sixth episode was way worse than the fifth episode.
No.
I think that's my opinion, Jay.
Okay. Well, you need help with your opinions.
The thing is, no, listen. You need to respect my opinion, Jay.
I'm kidding.
Okay, I feel like they introduce all these characters, and most of them, like, they don't die, but they get locked up. I feel like there's no point in episode 6.
Is the 6th one with, like, that blue guy? No, that's the 5th one, right?
The 6th one is the one where he tries to break the people out of jail.
Okay, I'm thinking of that one. Yeah. Sorry, I thought that was the 5th episode.
Okay, just cut this out. Okay. No.
Anyways.
The 5th one is the one with Toro.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, I need to rewatch the series.
Okay, so. We'll just cut it. Apparently, Jay just forgot what episode was. So, he thought I was talking about episode. So, when I was talking about episode 6, he thought episode 6 was episode 5. So, then you agree with me, right?
Yeah.
But it introduces all these characters. Jay, you need to get up on your knowledge for The Mandalorian, Jay.
I haven't seen it in a while, Alex.
Neither have I, but I remember stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
But I feel like they introduce all these characters, and the characters just, they never appear in the rest of the series. I feel like some of those episodes, I wouldn't necessarily call them fillers, but a lot of those episodes, you can put them in any order, and it wouldn't change the story.
No.
Yes, you could.
No, I know, I'm saying, like, no, like, you couldn't, or, sorry, what am I saying?
I said you could put them in any order, and you go, no, you couldn't.
sorry, I meant, yeah.
I was like, what? Okay, have you seen The Mandalorian? but I feel like most of them, you could put them in any order, and it wouldn't change the story. The only ones where it would change the story is the last two, I think.
Well, I mean, there's the one where it introduces Kara, also.
But, like, that doesn't necessarily have to go in an order of anything. Because, like, doesn't necessarily. The first two, I think, should go in order. But then, the first maybe three, but then after that, it's just you can scramble them up and I wouldn't notice. But then the last ones, you would have to do that. And, okay, do you remember this part where, what's the main bad guy's name at the very end?
Moff Gideon,
that's what it was. Thank you. He comes out of that TIE fighter, and remember when he pulls out the Darksaber?
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing, because Jay, you haven't seen Clone Wars, but in it, the Mandalorian in the Clone Wars, they have those Darksabers.
Okay.
So, it's just, I guess it's kind of like a hint, or like a, I wouldn't necessarily call it a reference, but it's just saying that, because we've never seen a Darksaber in live action, so I thought that was epic. And I'm thinking maybe we can see Mando wield one in season 2.
That'd be cool.
And I don't know if there's characters from episode 6. I don't know if they're going to come back in an episode in season 2. I doubt it.
I kind of hope not.
Because I did not like those characters.
Sister.
But like.
Brother.
Yeah, it was just.
That was a rough. The only good part about that was when, Alex, do you remember the part where that guy was—he was about to kidnap Baby Yoda, and then, it was Mando or something. He like blasted him from the back, and like that droid like exploded.
Oh
and
yes.
That was a funny moment, and that was probably the only thing that made that episode worth watching.
Yeah, but so I want to talk about some Mandalorian rumors. Have you heard any of these?
I don't know.
Okay, so once again, you haven't seen the Clone Wars. Do you know Ahsoka Tano?
I've heard the name.
That orange girl?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, she is rumored to, or I don't know if she's rumored or if she's supposed to appear. She's rumored to appear in season 2.
Dang.
And I saw some things where people are thinking that Ahsoka could train Baby Yoda.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued.
Intrigued?
Intrigued.
Keep sounding like
you heard me, Ron. So, I'm intrigued by that, but, I don't know if I'd like that, though. But, I mean, that'd be interesting to see Ahsoka, because how old would Ahsoka even be? Because she's in Star Wars Rebels, once again. You haven't seen that, right?
No, I don't really care about seeing. Is that one even, is
it's
that
canon.
One worth what? Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
There's only a couple episodes that are worth watching. But,
how many seasons are there?
Like, three or four.
Have you seen all of them?
No. I saw, like, the first couple, and then I just handpicked some episodes. But, yeah, there were only a couple episodes in that. But Ahsoka appears in that show, and she's, like, she's, like, a teenager in Clone Wars. She's, like, probably 15, because she's getting trained by Anakin. And then she also appears in Season 7 of the Clone Wars. But in Star Wars Rebels, I'm guessing she's like something like, she's probably like 20 or 30, right? So that means that in The Mandalorian, Mandalorian takes place 3 years after Episode 6. I think so, right? Just sometime after Episode 6. So that means that she would be something like, she'd be like 50 or something. Ahsoka.
She just has, no, imagine she's just like way older and she just comes in with like a cane. She's.
But I don't know if, I mean, it's a possibility that her species ages differently. Because Yoda's species ages differently.
Well, yeah.
And that's why Baby Yoda's 50.
If only we could look that good when we're 50. We're just like little baby, we're like, dad, dad.
But, so, that's a possibility, or she could just kind of look like she is from Star Wars Rebels, or she's like 20, 30s, 40s. But I think she's going to be 50 or 60 in this. And something else I thought, so this is a couple years after Episode 6. So all of the main trilogy characters are still alive, right? We got Luke, Han Solo, Princess Leia, all those guys. So Lando,
Anakin. No, I'm kidding.
I'm thinking they can maybe come back with some de-aging effects, because de-aging effects have gotten so
insane.
Good.
Insane, like
they've gotten so good over the years. Like, Marvel has done stuff with it. There have been a lot of other movies that have just done great de-aging effects.
Something we all, that a lot of people need in their life.
Yeah, if only they had, like, real time. But
just have, like, one of those, I don't know if you've seen in the show The Flash, where they have, like, those necklaces that can turn them into, like, when they put it on, it makes them look like a totally different person. Oh, if we just have those.
But, so that's, I think it'd be cool to see Luke or something, or Princess Leia. So I think that'd be cool, and I think that's kind of, that's what we have to say for Mandalorian, right?
Yeah, anyways, let's start with Episode 7. Yeah, I enjoyed this one, and it was, I mean, Alex, you feel the same, like,
yeah.
you thought it was a good movie also.
I rewatched them recently.
Yeah.
Because I rewatched all of them before Rise of Skywalker came out, and I've forgotten how good Force Awakens was.
It's super good.
It is very good. I'm not going to say how I rank it right now, because we're going to be ranking it later. But I really enjoyed it way more than I thought it wasn't that good, but then I rewatched it and I'm like, this is actually good. So I really like the characters that they bring and I think it's pretty funny. I liked Harrison Ford in it.
Yeah.
And BB-8.
Did you know that Harrison Ford actually hates Star Wars?
Yeah, I saw that thing.
Yeah.
But
I'm like,
he only likes it if he gets paid. I'm just kidding.
Just kinda gives me just watching it now I'm like
But did you know that, I guess, this is for a different thing, but he wanted Han Solo to die in Episode 6.
No.
Yeah, he wanted Han Solo to die because he just didn't want to be in it anymore.
Then they have, like, oh, really?
I think that's what it was. He's sick because he wanted him to die. He also wanted him to have, like, a heroic ending because I think he wanted to show that, like, character growth, too, from being just, like, a greedy,
the snobby, like,
yeah, snobby smuggler to, like, being a hero, I guess.
But, come on, dude, like, just, okay, well, that's a fact.
Yeah, but, I really liked him. I really liked the cliffhanger ending in that one, where Rey's holding out the lightsaber. But I really liked that ending, because it made me excited for Episode 8, and I was like, oh, what's gonna happen? Is Luke gonna come back?
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right,
okay. So something funny. So me and my brother Jackson, he came on the podcast last week, right?
Yeah.
Me and him were joking with our cousin on Real Risk, Harrison, and we were saying, "What if?" So we had just seen episode, and we were joking around that if in Episode 8 or something, if you see Luke grab the lightsaber, if he just chucked it behind him, and funny enough, that's what happens
that's
in
what
episode
happened.
8.
Yep.
And I like to imagine, I'm not going to, I guess I'll say this right now. I like to imagine that Luke Skywalker is Rian Johnson, who directed it. And the lightsaber is the Star Wars, is just Star Wars in general. And then the lightsaber is Star Wars in general. And then he just throws it behind his back.
I mean, isn't that like the whole eighth movie in general?
Yeah. But Jay, you can give your opinion on episode
yeah,
7.
So I agree. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was cool how they again, I really liked that twist ending. And I really liked...
I wouldn't necessarily call it a twist. It's just a cliffhanger.
True, just a cliffhanger. Yeah. But one thing I really enjoyed watching... one thing I really enjoy about watching this movie is just to see, Finn and Rey. And because you see Rey, she's just, not... they think that he works with, the Rebels at first, and then... But she slowly starts figuring it out, and just to see how, Finn is reacting and how Rey is reacting, I think that was just really cool thing to watch. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed all the different characters that they had in it, the new one. I liked how the old characters kind of came back.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with a lot of your points, I'd say that. Because I think me and you kind of have the same opinion on that. I think our rankings are kind of different.
Yeah.
So, in episode 8, which is just... I wouldn't necessarily call it complete garbage, but because there are some memorable moments.
Yeah, it's worth watching. I didn't like the part with... at the casino.
Yeah,
that was just kind of... The porgs. The porgs were great.
It's like your baby Yoda.
No, but we have to admit, the porgs added a lot to that movie to make it worth watching, but it.
Jay, you're just obsessed with the cute things in Star Wars. I'm just gonna say that. Baby Yoda, porg.
No, I'm just saying, okay, I can't even say anything without Alex, prosecuting me
over
here.
No, it's just...
No, it's not because they're cute. I just think that they're Alex's face over here. He's like, okay, you know what? Never mind.
No, continue.
Whatever I say, you're like...
No, just continue.
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
Talking about porgs?
Yeah. I like the scene with Chewie, where they're camping out and then... Chewie's roasting the porgs over the fire and everything. So that should have been in the Star Wars Christmas special.
Porgs are open.
Okay, anyway.
Too bad porgs haven't even been invented when that came out.
Invented? Imagine just in a lab. All the Siths are
Have you seen the Star Wars Christmas special?
No.
Okay, I think that needs to be a whole separate episode. Jay, you need to see that. That's going to be a whole different thing.
I can't find it anywhere, though.
But we have it. I'll really? Give it to you. I see that movie every year.
Really? Is it just... I just heard it's terrible.
Yeah. So good. It's so bad that it's good. But
yeah.
So...
I get that.
Yeah, so Jay loves the porgs. I think we've established that. He loves the porgs, he loves the baby Yodas.
I don't love the porgs. I think they add a little bit more to the movie to turn it, slightly better. Because, this movie, it's kind of bad. There's a lot of things that just
I couldn't
worth.
Care less about the porgs, to be honest with
no.
you.
No! Did you hear me?
Yes, I know, but you're saying it adds something. And to me, I don't really care about them. For me, it didn't add anything. It gave me some cheap, cheesy comps, some cheap laughs, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It just adds a little more comedy to make it...
Well, it's not good comedy, though. That's what I'm saying. It's just cheap, not very good comedy. But I liked the Chewbacca scene, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's,
But
the only scene.
They get kind of annoying after a while. But, so, when I saw this was one of the best movie theater experiences I've ever had. Because there are some great moments in that movie.
I remember seeing it with you for your birthday.
Hey, that wasn't the first time I've seen it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know.
I've seen it, twice.
I know. I was just saying,
yeah,
I remember.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time seeing that. So every movie, we go with my cousin from Real Risk.
Really?
We go with our cousin, Harrison Howe. He's in some videos with us, and, well, in all of them. But so we went with him, and we always go to this night. We always go to, like, a nice place for dinner. We get, like, steak or something like that. And then we see the movie, and seeing this, I was blown away by the scene where Rey and Kylo Ren were fighting together Snoke. And when I saw Kylo Ren kill Snoke, my mind exploded. I could not believe what my eyes were seeing right there. And I just was, I thought this, it was so cool. And taking all that stuff into factor, this movie was not complete garbage, but only that part kind of redeems it a little bit.
Yeah, that did. That made it,
not the whole, I thought the porgs did, Jay.
No, wait.
I thought the porgs made it good.
No, the porgs added barely anything to it.
You literally said they added stuff before.
No, I said they added a tiny bit more to make it, like, slightly
okay,
more
but,
worth watching.
Okay,
anyways,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
I agree with that.
Okay, I believe you, Jay.
I'm sure you do, Alex.
But, so, that kind of redeemed a little bit, but I feel like the rest of the movie, though, garbage. I don't like the subplot that Finn and Rose have.
That was annoying.
And it was, I don't know, it was kind of tough at certain moments. But when I saw it at the theaters, I didn't give. I loved that movie. I loved every minute of Last Jedi when I saw it at the theaters.
Really?
And it was just recently when I rewatched it, how I realized how not good it was, other than the last scene.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah.
When I first saw it, Rose annoyed the crap out of me. I did not like, I just thought she was so annoying. She was like, oh, but I need Finn.
That forced kiss at the end.
Where she's, yeah.
Finn's like, what?
I mean, Reylo blew up, but what would Finn and Rose shit name be like?
Fro.
Either
Froze.
Froze. Either Froze
Rin.
Or Rin. Or Roan. Yeah, it's the worst ship name
but
ever.
That was just the forced kiss, and it was just so bad. I really liked that last scene. But when I saw it at the theaters, I just loved it. Everything. I just loved everything in that. I loved the porgs at that moment. I just thought that they were so funny. But then
really?
I used to, Jay. That was my old opinion.
I know. I haven't seen it in a couple years. I'm just basing it off of what the last time I've seen it.
Oh. Jay, you need to rewatch. You're able to.
I know.
You just
I can't.
Don't.
I just don't have, like, a lot of time to, like, watch stuff. So, what's that face you're doing?
Okay,
Alex?
But, yeah, I really enjoyed that. When I saw it, I really enjoyed the movie. It was I thought it was way better than The Force Awakens when I saw it, but
I think we all, like, everyone did.
But now it's just kind of...
It's there.
Down, and I was like, okay. It's not as good as I thought it was, but still pretty good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You already gave your opinion on episode
8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the pork.
I haven't seen it in... Let's see, when did it come out?
2017.
So I saw it... I saw it 2 years ago. And, I mean, I remember the last time
I
watched...
Yeah, because you saw it in, like, January 2018.
Well, yeah, but then that summer I watched it at a sleepover. But the second time I watched it, I'm like, the scene with the casino, there's just a lot of scenes that I feel like that just, like, shouldn't, like, be there.
Yeah.
The porgs were not as funny as when I saw it the first time. I'm like, they're there. Like,
sure, he's trying to
fun.
Cover up.
No, I'm not. I have nothing to cover up with porgs.
Okay.
Okay.
But moving on to episode 9.
This is the podcast where, this should just be titled, like, Alex's Murder.
But this is, so now we're going on to episode 9, which...
We have different opinions about.
So, I'm just gonna say what I thought when I saw it in the theater and when I rewatched it, okay?
Yeah, I can finally watch it again now, and I'm going to probably on Friday.
So, I saw the theaters, and I thought it was good. I really liked Palpatine in it. I really liked the sacrifice, I guess. I don't know, that Kylo gives to Rey.
All the Rey like fans out there on the wait.
Thing is, there's none of those moments in that one where I'm just like, whoa, like in, okay, I'm just gonna, I won't say what movie, but there's a movie that we're gonna talk about later in one of these fandoms. I'm not gonna say it right now. And it still, to this day, is just amazing to me. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And just, I saw, that's the best, the movie that I'm talking about right now is just the best, just had the best movie theater experience ever. And I was just amazed, and it was just so good. But with this one, and that same thing kind of happened with episode 8, where I was like, holy, this is awesome. But with episode 9, you never really get moments like that. And I feel like you just, you never really get anything like that. I really liked the Palpatine part. That was kind of redeeming. I thought that was kind of cool. But there's none of that stuff that kind of really helps redeem it, unlike the episode 8, like the end.
Yeah, I mean, Palpatine, I really liked him. He was, he was a lot creepier than in the original movies, but, the Knights of Ren were, they were kind of creepy, like, with the...
To be honest with you, chanting. I didn't really like the Knights of Ren. They, like, hyped them up, all these movies. Like, you see Kylo having, like, dreams about them, but then just kind of backup characters, and they're just kind of, like, Kylo Ren's just, like, servants. They don't really do anything.
I wish they added, like... a lot more to actually, like, show them, you know what I mean? Like, because, mm-hmm. Yeah, they were just hyping them up, and then when we finally see them, we're like, it's just...
Well, it's like when you saw them, they're cool, but then when you actually end the movie, when the movie's over, like, they look cool, but, like, at first I saw them, I was like, all right, I'm ready for this, but then after the movie's over, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, this movie was visually pleasing. Like,
yes, I agree.
The effects were incredible.
So, when all those ships fly in, remember that part?
Mm-hmm.
You can see, there are so many ships. You see the Razor Crest, which is the Mandalorian ship. Mm-hmm. And you see a bunch of really cool ships in there. And I think it's really cool. I wish
they didn't show that in the trailer.
Huh?
I wish they didn't show that in the trailer.
Why?
Just because if they didn't, because we all saw that part in the trailer, right? But I feel like if they didn't show it in the trailer, then in the movie, it just would have been it's like in Avengers, like when, or I guess we can't really spoil that one, but
talk about that later.
Yeah, but there's one part in it that just, like, gave me chills. And
really? It didn't give me chills. When I saw it, I was just...
In Endgame?
No,
that didn't give me chills. Okay. I'm just saying it would have been a lot more, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, but I just felt like it would have been cooler if we hadn't seen that.
Well, I mean, it didn't spoil anything for me. Even when I saw it in the trailers, I wasn't like, oh, that's sick. Like, when I saw it in the theaters, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, I guess. But it's like, there weren't so many things in this one where I was just like, oh, that's awesome. But I guess one of those could be, I liked Kylo Ren in this one.
Yeah, his helmet was sick.
Yeah.
But
I liked his character in it.
I just wish that he hadn't killed Snoke in the 8th one.
And yeah, that... speaking of that, I feel like Palpatine was just kind of brought in. I feel like J.J. Abrams had to clean up what Rian Johnson did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like how they killed Snoke in episode 8, because I should have talked...
He's supposed to be, like, the main bad guy.
I should have talked about this during episode 8, but I don't like how they killed him, because I thought he was supposed to be the main big bad. He was kind of supposed to be, like, the Emperor Palpatine of the new ones, but then you find out, oh, it's just a bunch of clones that Palpatine made. And you're just like, oh, okay, that's not... I didn't think, that's kind of lame, but okay.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying. But one thing I did, because I really like this movie a lot more than Alex. And I thought the fight scene with Kylo Ren and Rey, the effects in that
were... Oh, on the Endor?
Yeah. I thought that was... That was a cool scene. The thing is that I wish they had done, there's so many fight scenes where when you're watching it, you're like, okay, those are really cool effects. But none of these fight scenes are like... Because, I mean, even the scene in the... where they fight Darth Maul, like, it's cool, everything's cool to look at and everything, but it just doesn't get you, like, that feeling that you're like, oh my gosh.
I feel like something that they don't really understand with the new sequel trilogy is that I feel like lightsaber duels are the best when they're choreographed like a dance. You know what, do you get what I'm saying, Jade? Mm-hmm. So that's what they kind of, that's what I feel like they did with Episode 1, because I feel like that's Jedi, like, you know what I mean? Episode 1, that fight is just awesome. Mm-hmm. And the fight from Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3, that was one of the best fights I've ever seen.
The thing is, it just gives you, like, that one gives you that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
But this one, when I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool, but just, it didn't have the same feel.
Yeah, I feel like with the new ones, it's more about just feeling like having that, like, power in the hits. It's a lot more harder hits. It's a lot more slower. And it's not just, like, that good, like, choreography. But we'll talk about how good the choreography is in prequels in 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Prequels? Yeah.
So... we'll talk about that stuff, but I feel like that's kind of it for the sequel trilogy. And then me and Jay right now, we're gonna give our rankings, and I'll let Jay.
No, you go first. I haven't had time to think about this.
I want you to go first, Jay.
I haven't had any time to think about this.
Okay. So for me, you may be surprised by what I say, because what I was saying about the movies, you would think that I like a certain one more than the other, but it's kind of different. I'll give my reasoning why. So, in last place, I have The Last Jedi. Because I feel like The Last Jedi, that had some of the best fights. Yeah. And that last scene really redeemed. But I feel like, it may have sounded like I liked it more than some of the other ones, but...
We ranking all the Star Wars
just
movies?
Three.
Oh, okay,
just
yeah,
three.
I have
the sequel trilogy. And, I really... Yeah, there's a lot of redeeming factors in that one, but the movie as a whole is not good. So that's my third spot. And then, Jay, I'm gonna let... We'll, like, go on and forth. So what's your third spot?
My third... I agree. My third would be The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Because, yeah, that one, like you said, it was just... they shouldn't have killed off Smoke. Shouldn't have killed off Snoke. Imagine if he's just like this... It would be cool.
Okay.
If he's like, okay, anyways. We're getting on a rant. That's okay. But, so, yeah, I wish they didn't kill off Snoke. The fight scenes were cool, but all in all, as I said, I did not like the casino scene. It's just... Yeah, it just wasn't that good.
Okay, and then I'm going to give my number two spot. This is where our rankings start to differ a little bit, right, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in number two, I have The Rise of Skywalker. And you're probably thinking that I sounded like I like Last Jedi more than Rise of Skywalker. But I feel like just Rise of Skywalker as a whole is a better movie. Yes, it is rushed with the Palpatine story, but I feel like it's just better to me. I'd rather watch The Rise of Skywalker again than I would The Last Jedi. And, yeah, I think that's my number two.
Yeah, see, this is where we differ. My number two would be The Force Awakens. And just because, I mean, when I talk about Rise of Skywalker, but I highly enjoy watching The Force Awakens. When I rewatched it, I liked it. There was a lot of things that I had forgotten from when it came out in 2015, right?
Yeah.
And so, watching it a couple years later, I'm like, okay, like, this is this is cool. I like this storyline. I like this. And, yeah, I thought it was a really good movie. Okay, now we know
your... So, for my number one spot, as you guys probably guessed, is going to be The Force Awakens and...
Oh, I thought it was Return of the Jedi.
Okay. I was like, Jay, this is... But for... This is going to be The Force Awakens. And I really like this movie because I didn't like it as much as I will... From remembrance, I thought I didn't like it, but then I rewatched it, and I'm like, this is actually good. So, I really enjoyed it. I really liked how they brought the cast back. I feel like it has the best story, even though I would say it's kind of, if you really think about it, is just kind of the same plot as A New Hope.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like it's different enough where I don't go like, oh, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I did kind of notice that. But I like it the most. That's my favorite one. And as you can guess, Jay's is...
I'm Rise of Skywalker. And that's, like, yeah, I agree. They should have broken this movie up into, like, two or three parts. Kind of like what they did with the Deathly Hallows. But this movie, it was rushed. The Palpatine story was just kind of, like, brought in. But all in all, I liked this movie a lot more than The Force Awakens. And, I mean, the effects are better, but I'm not just going off of the effects. Because, I mean, if we went off of the effects,
I wouldn't say, like, the effects are better. The effects are just the same, I feel like.
Yeah, it just...
But the shots. There's better shots in
there. I felt like Rise of Skywalker had more, like, emotion to it. It had, like, that end scene that was, with Kylo Ren. That, I like that scene where all of a sudden Rey just, like, tosses him the lightsaber. I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, we all saw it coming, but just to see it, like, happen.
What do you mean we all saw it coming?
Like, maybe this is just for me. I knew that Kylo Ren would turn good.
Well,
like,
I think everyone knew that he would turn good, but I feel like no one thought, like, I see what you mean by, yeah. Like, but it's like...
I didn't expect him, like, dying, though. That was...
Yeah, that was kind of surprising to me.
The part with the kiss, though. Okay, so, funny story. So, when me and my dad were in the theater watching this movie, and this was opening day, and so, right as... let me just address, this is probably one of the first movies I've seen in theaters without spoilers. Like, the big movies, like the major fandoms and everything. And, because with, like, the Marvel movies, I had everything spoiled to me. But the part with the kiss at the end, the whole audience in the theater just bursts out laughing. Like, and I just started laughing because probably about half the theater just started laughing, and I'm like, oh my. But so yeah, that was
so something else I want to talk about funny. Right into episode 9, what did you think about Emperor Palpatine being Rey's grandpa?
Let's just talk about the part with the Force lightning. That part that caught me off guard, like,
yeah. Well, okay, the thing that got me annoyed, I knew that would happen because this kid in my class.
Oh yeah.
This kid spoiled the whole thing. He didn't spoil the whole thing, but he told me that Rey was the grandchild of Palpatine, and I was like, "Bro, come on, man."
I'm just trying to think of how that, like.
So seeing the movie out was like, I wasn't surprised by that. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
But the thing is, from a point of view for someone who. Do nothing about what would happen in the movie.
I feel like if I had known that, that would have been a moment where I was like, wait, what? Like,
oh, yeah, for me, because I knew nothing about that, it was insane. Like, I was like, what? And the whole movie until the end, I was just like, I'm like, so she's, like, related to, like, the Sith, Palpatine, like, how does this work? And so, yeah, that was... Super surprising.
Okay, so when would have Palpatine had a child?
That's what I'm trying to think.
So,
I'm like,
so when would he? I'm guessing he would have had one during the Clone Wars, because that's. I don't think anyone would want to date him or marry him when he was like that old guy. I think it was because he didn't look. He didn't look like horrible during the Clone Wars. You know what I mean?
like, who's this guy? No one really trusted him. No one liked him.
Yes, they did. They liked him. They trusted him. They, he was the
I guess chancellor. It's the third one. That's a good point. I guess it's the third one where
y'all just starts like, derailing.
Just like, no.
Just the end of the third one. But
he's like,
so when I would say Clone Wars.
Yeah, the thing is about, so one thing I just have to say about Palpatine in the prequels, or not necessarily not in the prequels, but just in like the older ones, Palpatine was like, he was cheesy. Like,
he was? To you?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. There,
he's like,
just in the third one, the scene. Okay, one part that I thought was just really dumb is when the lightsabers shoot out of his cuffs. Do you remember that? Like, he has those big, he has that big shirt cuff, like the cuff, and then the lightsaber just goes, and just, like, comes out, and he has two, and it's just, ah.
I can't remember, is that in the third one?
Yes.
I can't remember that part.
It's very subtle, and then I don't like where he does that whole spin thing in the air, and he goes, ah, and then, like, spins in there.
He's, like, having a seizure, he's like, oh.
But, and then I thought it was kind of cringe when he's going like, I'm weak.
Well, just the fact that whenever he's doing, he's like, yeah.
He unlimited has to do like power.
Oh, yeah, then, what's with his hand movement when he's like shooting that lightning? He has like T-Rex arms, like,
yeah.
Is he just too feeble where his bones just like.
Yeah, we'll get more into that scene when we talk about the prequels.
We will. But, gosh, I have a lot to say about the prequels.
But, yeah, so, I do too, I
Lisa
think.
Has a lot to say about the prequels.
But I think that's kind of it, right, Jay?
Yeah, I mean,
we're cracking on an hour
way
right
out
now.
Of time, like, by 20 minutes.
But, we'd like to thank you guys for listening.
this is like... We'd like to thank you guys for tuning in on another episode of Thunderstruck,
but yeah.
Hosted by Jay Norlander and Alex Garner.
But yeah, we're going to be talking with you guys. But yeah, so we're going to be... So we'd like to... That's the end. We'd like to thank you guys for listening today. And next week, we're going to... Stay tuned for next week because we're going to be talking about the original trilogy. And, probably a little some other Star Wars stuff related stuff too. And
then in like a month or so I guess once we finish going over I mean I guess kind of in between the fandoms seems like you guys have been enjoying like the other ones where just kind of like the embarrassing things so we have a lot of different episodes planned, but seems like you guys have wanted this also, so just let us know how you enjoyed it. You could, if you guys go onto YouTube, then you could let us know that way, or you could leave us
a review.
If you haven't left us a review, please.
And also, you guys can leave us voice messages on Anchor.
Yeah, so if you go to Anchor, then
you guys
can tell us what you like, just give us some ideas.
And you guys can ask us questions, and we can do a whole episode. If we get enough, we can do a whole episode where we're just answering questions.
Yeah.
And... if you guys want us to talk about certain things, then you can let us know. That's why we're doing this, because a review told us that we should talk about this, so we're listening to that. So that means if you guys have anything in specific, let us know and we'll talk about that.
And let us know how you like the new cover art.
Yep.
we made this yesterday. We took over like 300 pictures.
I really like it. I think it looks a lot more professional.
Yeah, it looks. You can tell it's more of like a. I mean, the other one you can tell it was a comedy. It was just kind of like a filler thing.
We just did that on the fly.
Background. It took us a minute.
Yeah, but that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And the thing is too, we've gotten a lot more. Listeners.
Yeah,
than
this
I thought
is.
We have.
We've gotten a lot more. But we've gotten a lot more people subscribed than we thought.
The estimated it's 20. But
yeah, that's
know.
More than I thought. I thought we only have like 2, but
I was worried that we wouldn't get any.
But thank you guys so much. Me and Jay would just like to say thank you.
Yeah, and it means a lot to us. Go subscribe to Real Risk Short Films and TJN.
And stay tuned for next week. And peace out.
Yep. See ya.